You have probably heard of carbon credits, but have you heard of blue carbon credits? Global environmental organisation, the Nature Conservancy, is assessing six wetland sites, coastal wetland sites in New Zealand, for their blue carbon potential. What does that mean? I'm joined by New Zealand Conservation Director Carl McGuinness. Hi there, Carl.
Hello, Jesse. How are things?
Yeah, good. What do we mean by blue carbon?
Yeah, well, I suppose most people, when they think about carbon or carbon credits, associate it with forests on the land and soil and things like that. And really with blue carbon, what we're talking about is the carbon that is in the marine and the estuarine environment, so in the salty stuff. And for us, we're talking about blue carbon as being salt marshes, mangroves and seagrass in that marine environment.
Where are you most excited about?
I think the thing that what excites me most is that a project like this hits multiple sort of interest points and outcomes. We know that salt marshes are fantastic sort of nurseries for fish. They're great for the likes of flounder, mullet, karawai, eels, whitebait, you name it. They're all in there. The great bird habitats as well, great for inverts. And then there's the mangroves that I've mentioned and seagrasses. So from a biodiversity perspective, restoring the salt marshes and the seagrass and the mangroves is a huge opportunity for us. We know what the rate of biodiversity loss is like currently. And we've lost just over 90% of our wetlands in New Zealand. Now that's both the salt marsh ones and the freshwater wetlands. But there's also carbon opportunities around wetland restoration. And that can help us address, you know, the climate problem which we're facing currently. We don't quite know exactly how much carbon these wetlands are going to store in New Zealand. But internationally, we know that the salt marshes can store up to about four times more carbon than, say, an indigenous forest. So they're great sponges for soaking up that carbon. And then the exciting bit about this is that there is also an economic benefit to it. So if we can create this sort of voluntary carbon credit around it, there's value in wetlands and it's recognising it. Biodiversity value, there's cultural value, but there's also economic value in those. And that's where this could provide a mechanism to bring some financing into those local communities who are doing wetland restoration. Or it could be sort of a help to encourage, I suppose, those farmers who might have some low-lying paddocks. They might be subject to salt incursions, which means they're sort of marginal for running stock over. But what are they like for farming carbon off? And what does that look like? So that's an exciting sort of aspect for me to look into.
So in the same way as a farmer might look at land they can't use in a productive way and plant it instead and get some value, there might be other landowners who can see a potential in land they own to be used as blue carbon and thereby get some income from it and have some sort of environmental impact too.
Yeah, exactly. I think you'll find, look, there'll be people who do the restoration regardless. It aligns with their values and it's what they want to see. But, you know, there's some who are feeling the economic pinch and say, look, I'd like to do this, but it hurts economically. So is there any way that can be eased? Well, this could be a way to say, look, rather than farming your sheep and beef on that, which might be marginal, you might be better as in regards to a land use to fence that off, to let it just go back to being a salt marsh or a mangrove. And in essence, storing that carbon, claiming carbon credits off that and deriving the revenue from that.
What would need to happen from here, just quickly, Carl?
Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do, Jesse, just to sort of certify that this is feasible in New Zealand. So there's a standard, a global standard, that we need to meet. So we're checking how would we meet that in New Zealand so you can say this is a valid, high-quality carbon credit. We need to check legally how would you create ownership of that and transfer it. Now, what's the scope of the opportunity, exactly how much land is available, where restoration could be an opportunity. Now, who'd want to buy it and how much would they pay for it? So those are all the sort of considerations we're going through right now as part of our sort of due diligence and feasibility.
Oh, good stuff, Carl. Thanks for raising the idea and nice to talk to you today.
Great. Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Carl McGuinness is Conservation Director from the Nature Conservancy.